It's prime harvest season in Wisconsin, and farmers markets and groceries around the state are brimming with fresh, local produce. A group of Democratic lawmakers wants to make that produce more accessible to recipients of federal SNAP benefits as a way to promote both healthy eating and state agriculture. The proposed initiative is called Grow Wisconsin. It would double the purchasing power of food share enrollees when they buy Wisconsin-produced vegetables, fruits, meat, and dairy. The bill was proposed last month. State Representative Lisa Subek from Madison is a co-sponsor. She joins us now. Representative Subek, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So where did this idea come from for this Grow Wisconsin?
Sure. So, earlier in this year, we had a group of Republicans who had brought forth a proposal in the state assembly that would demand that individuals who are participating in food share SNAP be limited to purchasing only certain foods. And it was sort of an absurd list of foods that came from another program that didn't serve the same population. And, you know, when you started getting at what was their intent, part of their intent was to increase nutrition among SNAP participants. And that's not a bad intent, but certainly it was the wrong way to go about doing it. Limiting people's options was not the way to get people to eat healthier. So we started taking a look, and Representative Andy Jorgensen sort of took the lead on it, and a number of us worked together with him to look at what is it that's being done elsewhere that does have a positive impact on nutrition habits among SNAP participants. And one of the things that we discovered was that, of course, incentives work better than simply limiting what people can eat, but also that when people make healthy choices, it costs more. In order to buy fresh fruits and produce and things, it actually costs people more than some of the quick and easy things, ready-made foods that they were purchasing. So in order to compensate for that, what we've put together is a proposal called Grow Wisconsin, where we would incentivize purchasing healthy, locally grown fruits and vegetables by doubling people's food stamp dollars, within a small portion of their SNAP benefits, but doubling those up for purchases on Wisconsin-grown fruits, vegetables, and meats and some other items.
So how would that work on a practical level? How would a participant know what counts, what they get double their benefits for, where to go to get it, that sort of thing?
Sure. So some grocery stores would participate. And as well, we would hope that most, if not all, farmers markets would participate. And we've actually seen a similar program here in Madison where, you know, essentially anything you buy at the farmers market or pretty much anything you buy qualifies for the program, anything that's a fresh fruit or vegetable. And folks just stop by a booth and they actually are charged a portion of their food stamps, and they get double that in coupons that they can then go out and spend at that farmers market. Similarly, the same sort of a thing could happen at a grocery store. We've had great success on a very small scale with the similar privately funded program here in Madison that, you know, serves, I think, with 600 people over the last 18 weeks that they ran it. And, you know, it's kind of an exciting program. They do the same thing in Michigan, and they have a double-up food box, and it's been wildly successful. It's really been not so hard to run and a great way for folks who have a hard time tapping into healthy food choices to be able to afford to do so.
So part of the problem, I would think, would be getting the word out both to participants that they can do this and to food providers that they can participate in it and how they would do that. Is that part of the bill, the outreach?
Absolutely. Outreach is a part of the bill. And right now what we have proposed is doing a pilot program in Dane County, Rock County, and Milwaukee County, which gives us an opportunity, if this passes, to promote the program on a smaller scale and then be able to replicate that elsewhere in the state, assuming the program is successful. But certainly outreach is critical to ensuring a program like this would work. And if this bill were to pass, we would be, our staff, the department would be reaching out to potential grocery stores and farmers markets to participate, and certainly then marketing it to food share and SNAP participants as well.
Does this assume that everyone participating in SNAP has access to this kind of produce? We hear this idea of food deserts where there are neighborhoods, mostly low-income neighborhoods, maybe with limited transportation options and limited availability of these kind of foods.
Sure. Sure, and this bill does not, unfortunately, solve that problem. However, I have proposed a companion bill that would provide tax credits for grocery stores that would be willing to locate in neighborhoods where we have those food deserts. Again, that bill's been introduced. It has not moved forward at all yet, has many of the same co-sponsors, but essentially it is a bill that would incentivize placing grocery stores in underserved areas where there are high rates of poverty to ensure that we start to move away from having those food deserts so that people have access to good, healthy food. Right now, too many of our communities are served by simply a corner market or a convenience store, and that doesn't work for somebody who wants to, A, be economical, and B, eat healthy.
Talking to State Representative Lisa Subek from Madison about legislation looking to create a Grow Wisconsin initiative, allowing people who receive federal food benefits to double part of their benefits when they buy Wisconsin fresh and local produce. Cost, Representative Subek, the budget is already passed. This would cost some money. How much do you estimate this would cost the state?
Certainly. Well, the way the bill is written for the pilot program, the bill would appropriate about $144,900 of general purpose revenue during the 2015-17 fiscal biennium. So, you know, we're looking at something, you know, around $150,000, and that's really a small price tag to make a whole lot of difference. So I think it has incredible potential. It's something we can do at a reasonable cost to really be able to help our neighbors in need, be able to access healthier food options.
Let's spell out those benefits a little more. What do we in general as taxpayers get out of putting money into helping food aid recipients get local produce?
Sure, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but we spend millions every year in addressing health issues, whether through Medicaid, whether through other health initiatives, but addressing health issues that are directly the result of obesity. You know, that can be diabetes, that can be heart problems, other diseases related to obesity. So every opportunity we have to help people get on a path to healthy eating is one more way to prevent some of those health problems that taxpayers end up paying significantly more for in the long run.
And you mentioned three counties to start as a pilot program. Do you see this going statewide eventually, if it gets started in the first place?
Absolutely. I think this has a great potential to go statewide. I mean, we know from looking at the program in Michigan, the success that a program like this can have. We also know that a much smaller version of this program, serving parts of the city of Madison, has been incredibly successful. So I think that we would see great success in these three counties, and I think that counties across the state would be looking to us to expand this to better serve the entire state.
And how do you see this benefiting food producers? Is this going to be enough volume to make a difference for the people who are growing and selling local produce?
Sure. You know, I mean, I think that for a large food producer, this would be a small amount that this might bring in additional revenues. But so many of our farmers market vendors are really small local producers for whom a little bit of additional sales makes an incredible difference. So the idea that this bill focuses not only on healthy produce but on locally grown produce really has the potential to make a great impact economically for farmers who are growing that produce, who are trying to run their small businesses, providing food here locally.
Maybe this is getting too far down in the weeds, but is it going to be tough for a vendor, whether at a farmer's market or a grocery store, to know what's on the list? What is the healthy local produce that counts that this benefit would double for?
Sure. You know, our goal is to keep it simple. And so I believe at a farmer's market, you know, we would establish criteria, but we would work to keep it very simple. I know in the Madison program, one of the things that they did with the farmer's markets was they just said anything you purchase at the farmer's market is fine. You know, I think we could do something similar. Maybe we'd say fruits, vegetables, but not prepared foods. You know, there's different ways to define that, but I think we would work really hard to keep this simple because we don't want to be a burden on the vendor or on the grocery store. You know, we want to make this as easy as possible.
I mentioned outreach earlier. You are a Democrat, as are your co-sponsors. You're the minority party in both houses of the legislature. What kind of outreach are you doing to your Republican colleagues to make this a possibility?
Sure, and certainly we have been doing some reaching out to Republican colleagues. Thus far, we do not have any Republican co-sponsors on the bill. And, you know, I find that disappointing. I think that in some ways it's quite disingenuous. The Republicans came forth and said, we want to help people eat more nutritiously. And here's something that's tried and true and shown to work. And we've struggled to get any of them on as co-sponsors. So that's disappointing. I'm still hopeful. Certainly, we are requesting that the chair of the Public Benefits Committee, where this has been referred, hold a hearing on it. We're still waiting to see if that will happen. But again, I'm hopeful that we'll be able to move forward with that.
And if your hopes come true, do you have a timeline for when you would like to see this in effect?
You know, again, I'm not sure that I know what the ideal timeline would be. What I would say is the sooner the better. And clearly, we're coming up on the end of, you know, the summer farmers market season. But if we were to have something like this in place for the next farmers market season, you know, perhaps by next spring, that would be really fantastic.
Representative Subek, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That was State Representative Lisa Subek from Madison talking about the Grow Wisconsin bill that she's co-sponsoring. The proposal would double the purchasing power for food share recipients when they buy Wisconsin-produced fruits, vegetables, meat, and dairy.